It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. You know, we had some very important discussions on this broadcast this weekend. Gershon Solomon talked to us about the threat to the foundation stone underneath the Dome of the Rock there in Jerusalem. And we had a conversation with Russ East. It was a conversation about Mormons and a temple. Is it a Jewish temple that Jesus will rule and reign from, or a Mormon temple someplace in the United States? Well, I'll have more on those two conversations in just a moment. We also had our broadcast partners reporting from around the world to help us to understand the details behind the headlines of this last week. Ken Timmerman covered the geopolitical activities for us here on Prophecy Today from the Washington, D.C. area. Ken talked about the idea of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton going into Egypt, talking there with the new Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, and then meeting with the military there and trying to get the military to back the civilian regime now in place in Egypt. She also talked about Clinton going over and meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu there in Jerusalem. And in addition to that, there was some conversation about the United States military buildup in the Persian Gulf. David Dolan gave us our Middle East news update. He said the situation in Israel is tense with everything that's happening there in Syria. The focus was on Syria and the possibility of chemical weapons getting into the hands of terrorists. The Clinton visit was discussed with David Dolan there into Egypt and what the ramifications of that visit might be for Israel. All of these reports and conversations can be heard at our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's best for you to be able to listen. And by the way, tell a friend about what you heard and that they may be interested in hearing this as well. Again, that's PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, on our website at prophecytoday.com. Now, let's get back to those two conversations that I had that focused on the temple. Actually, two temples, the Jewish temple and the Mormon temple. Gershon Solomon talked to us about the Muslim construction that is going on there at the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and how he believes that it may well be destroying the foundation stone. That's that stone under the Dome of the Rock, the location where Jewish people and where Muslim people as well believe that God created Adam and Eve. Russ East, he was in Salt Lake City, Utah, and his report to us of the activities of the Mormons and their temples, plural. We have on our website the veil instruction and the veil handshake, which will be available to you to watch. These are done by hidden cameras. It will be very interesting for you to take a look at. On our website, prophecytoday.com, under the must-see video. Be sure to watch them. You know, the Mormons claim that Jesus Christ, according to the conversation with Russ, will return to a Mormon temple in Missouri. However, the Jews say that the Bible teaches them the temple will be in the city of Jerusalem where the Messiah will return to. Well, let's find out what God's Word has to say about the subject, and in fact, what Jesus, the Messiah, also says about the subject. First, God's Word. The Davidic covenant found in 2 Samuel chapter 7 talks about the Lord selecting a place, the city of Jerusalem, where the Jewish people will dwell forever, into the future, into eternity future, in fact. And God promised King David that he would have a temple built there where the Messiah would rule and reign from the Holy of Holies, and one of King David's descendants would be that king forever. And of course, that's referring to Jesus Christ. In Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12, it says that the Messiah, that would be Jesus Christ, will build the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. In the book of Ezekiel chapters 40 to 46, we have 202 verses of detailed information about Messiah's temple that will be located in the city of Jerusalem. Jesus had something to say about what was going to take place as far as the temple is concerned. In fact, he says in a pre-incarnate appearance before Zechariah the prophet in Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 16 that he would return to Jerusalem, not Missouri in the United States, but he would return to Jerusalem and there build his temple. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 26 and 28, he said that that temple would stand there in Jerusalem throughout eternity future. Well, according to the Bible and according to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the temple where Jesus Christ will rule and reign from will be located in the city of Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. But I hasten to remind you that before Messiah's temple is in place in Jerusalem, there will be what they call the Tribulation Temple, the temple that will be desecrated by the Antichrist as he walks into that temple and claims to be God. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. By the way, the prophet Daniel talked about that temple. It's Daniel 9:27, where it says, "In the midst of the seven-year tribulation, the temple in Jerusalem will be desecrated, the sacrifices will cease, and that's when they set that idol, that image of the beast, in the Holy of Holies." Jesus Christ confirmed that, by the way. That's Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15. He said, "When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, flee, get out of town." And in fact, he's telling them to go to Petra at the midway point of the tribulation. And of course, in the book of Revelation, in the 16 chapters that deals with the tribulation period, that would be Revelation chapters 4 to 19. In chapter 11 and verse 1, John the Revelator is told to measure the spot for the temple that will be standing in Jerusalem during that tribulation period. Let me just tell you that all preparations have been made for that tribulation temple. And as it relates to those preparations, 28,000 priests have been trained and they're ready to operate the temple. All the implements that will be used in the operation of the temple, including the sacrificial system, have been made there in storage, waiting to be brought forth to be used when the temple stands in Jerusalem. In fact, even the 4,000 harps that will be played by the Levites, they're made and ready for the temple to be standing on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Every detail has been taken care of in preparation for this next temple in Jerusalem. But there's only one thing that must happen before that temple is erected, and that is the rapture of the church. And everything we've said on this broadcast today indicates the rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...